DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A violent incident in Manchester Airport has been circulating online as videos show an armed officer kicking a man's head. Manchester Police said it understood people's immense feeling of concern and has since removed the officer from operational duties. Joining me to tell us what happened is UK-based journalist Vincent McAvinney. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, the video, I've seen it online, I'm sure many people have, but for those who haven't, can you describe the incident as it unfolded?
Yeah, the section of the video that's online of what happened here sees some police officers at Manchester Airport, one of the UK's busiest. There is a man lying on the ground, seemingly face down. Two officers have their tasers pointed at the man. And then one of the officers proceeds to sort of kick the man, it seems, twice whilst he's on the ground near his head. So that is the video that has been going on social media. And these are uniformed police officers. What we understand is that three officers before this video were attacked. They were firearms officers who were punched to the ground after trying to make an arrest following a fight in the airport. Those officers all required hospital treatment. One of them had a broken nose, one female officer. And what is being said, whilst the officer in question has been suspended and there's been a thorough review of information on the incident, it does look, from what Andy Burnham, the mayor of Manchester, has been saying this morning on the radio, that whilst this response is not good, there is a wider context of an incident that was happening at this airport.
Now, are the police in that kind of situation, and they were firearms police, so they would be carrying weapons, do they also have body cams?
Yes, they tend to in this country now, and they are, as you say, firearms police. Now, what is being said by Manchester Police is that there was a, you know, weapons, they had obviously been attacked and they were worried about their weapons being taken and potentially used against them. So there is that, but there is a full investigation now going on. Just before, in the last hour, the MP for Rochdale, where these individuals, two individuals were from, caught up in this, spoke in the House of Commons to raise this incident. So it definitely is being escalated quite quickly, looking into what exactly happened. The Independent Officers of Police Conduct also involved, because Greater Manchester Police have referred themselves to it.
Now, the reason I mentioned firearms, there was a concern articulated that if they got involved in a brawl with these people, that their weapons might have been taken from them, thus putting everybody, including spectators, into further risk. I'm wondering, the body cam, if this happened in the United States, the police departments would be at pains to try and get their version out as quickly as possible. In other words, with body cam footage showing the wider context. Are we likely to see that from Manchester Police?
Well, it depends what happens. As you say, just on that point, valid point, that, you know, that is a fear of police officers. This is a highly sensitive site. Of course, it is an airport. And they were sort of intervening, what they say is a fight that was going on at the airport. So it was obviously, you know, Andy Burnham, the mayor, is serving it as, you know, he said it's disturbing, that the kicking, but he said it was a fast moving and complicated situation in a challenging location. It's not clear cut. When it comes to body cam, I mean, it depends what happens now in terms of the legal process, because the Manchester Police can't sort of prejudice any potential jury that might come out by sort of releasing the full unredacted footage, perhaps, if these individuals that were having this fight, who, you know, are then sort of being charges are brought against them over what was going on at the airport. So it might be that the full footage doesn't appear until trial. And we just get a description of what was going on. It remains to be seen what happens with what the CPS decide to do.
Obviously, there's footage and footage. There's the bystanders footage, which appeared online, the short piece, which shows literally the officer kicking the individual on the ground. The people who posted that video chose obviously not to show the context.
Yes. And, you know, it could have been that they might not have seen the original context, but they just filmed this section of it, or they've put this out. And I think, you know, seeing the full picture of what was going on, there might well as well, it's an airport, there'll be heavily CCTV'd. We will be able to see what was going on in the airport with these individuals before the police actually had to step in. So it sounds like there will be a lot more to come on this incident. But, you know, no one is making excuses for this officer who has been suspended for, you know, kicking this person in the head and stamping on their head. That obviously, the person was already on the ground. They had a taser drawn on them. But, you know, there is that fear for officers that in a particularly sensitive site, they had proper firearms as well as tasers. And they would say they were knocked to the ground and punched, and they were worried about losing their own weapons.
Mm. Is anything known of the identity of the individual on the ground who was kicked, and, you know, what might have provoked the fight? Or is there any suggestion of a racial element to it?
There is potentially some suggestion of that. They have released, two of the individuals have released a video with a solicitor. Solicitor called Ahmed Yaqub. These men from Rochdale, which is near Manchester. And he says he's representing two of the men named as Ahmad and Fahir, who were the ones being filmed arrested by the taser-wielding police officers. And they have said that they were released from the police station, that they had to make their own way to hospital to seek checkups and treatment, and that they're going back to the police to make a official complaint about how this incident was handled.
Now, of course, there is a third video feed potentially available, and that is the airport's own CCTV, which might give an overall view of how the whole thing evolved.
Yes, that's right. I mean, you know, British airports are heavily CCTV'd. So it will, you know, if anything comes to this, where there's an investigation into police officers' conduct or a trial of the men involved, I think we'll be seeing a sort of full picture of the events come that time.
In the meantime, protests outside the airport as people jumped to a very rapid conclusion as to who was right and who was wrong.
Yes, there were protests outside Rochdale Police Station as well. They're described as being peaceful but noisy. And, you know, there were obviously sensitivities around profiling and those kind of things by the police, particularly in airports. But it does seem to be a murky situation. You know, the report that we've had from Greater Manchester Police is that the officers were intervening in a fight that was already taking place at the airport when their officers were attacked. So that does seem to be the statement that they are putting out. But we'll see in due time whether or not that is the setup that that happened.
Vincent McAvinney, thank you very much for telling us about the background to that controversial incident.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.